Sunday, we share the peace of the Lord with one another. Before the reception of new members on this Reformation Day. If they would please make their announcements at this time, and then we'll have the reception of the Lemkes as members of our church.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For those who attend the Ruth Circle Bible Study, that was postponed, and it's going to be Tuesday, November 17th. So please mark that in your calendars. It's been moved to Tuesday, November 17th. It'll still be at 10 a.m. A reminder, next Saturday, the 31st, Reformation Day, we're going to be falling back on your clocks. So make sure you set your clocks back 1 hour. Daylight savings time will end. You don't want to show up at church an hour late the following morning, which is especially important because next Sunday is All Saints Day, Sunday, November 1st, and we're going to be tolling the bells for all of our members who have gone to be with the Lord. On the 15th, 2 weeks later, on Sunday the 15th, the LWML will be hosting their annual Thanksgiving dinner after the second service. there's still a sign-up sheet going around for food items. You can either find that sign-up sheet or you can also contact Chris Lee directly if you can help out with food for that. And then finally, if you have LWML bites, contributions to bring back, those are going to be collected next Sunday, the first Sunday of November. And that collection box is out in the narthex. Thank you.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here this morning on behalf of the Stewardship Committee. It's a big month coming up. The first three Sundays in November will be our Pledge Drive Sundays. So this week, you should be receiving one of the pledge packets that's going to be going out. So take a look at that and bring in those pledge cards. Today, I'm also just going to talk a little bit about the Stand in Your Vocation theme that the Stewardship Board has been talking about this year. So there's an insert in the bulletin. And today's principle is that God's stewards are stewards by virtue of creation and their recreation in holy baptism. Therefore, they belong to the Lord. And the two passages for this morning, the first one is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, where it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. This was always a popular Bible verse in my house growing up. My mom used to always say this one, and just a little anecdote. I always thought that right after it, the part about Christ Jesus to do good works came. Now I think it's a good time to clean up your room. and then the other Bible verse for this morning comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, and the new has come. And the three stewardship principles, just summarizing, are that we recognize that we are made stewards by God's activity, right? Not that it's something that we do. God actively turns us into stewards. We respect Christian stewards for who they are, and we remind stewards that they are God's new creation every day. Thank you.
Today is the Reformation Carnival. It's at 5 o'clock. We'll have hot dogs and chips for everybody. And kids are encouraged to wear their costumes. We're going to have inflatables and a box maze and other games. And we still need some candy donations, so if you could bring us some candy, that would be awesome. And some cupcakes or cakes for the cake-off would also be great. We hope to see everybody today at 5 o'clock.
Dumalan, che alle due di sera, Caline Locha Gesù che resente Moreno Varona. Good morning. I'm greeting you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My name is Sue Hasselbring, and I serve with Wycliffe Bible Translators. You have in your bulletins a brochure that tells you a bit about my work and my ministry, and I would be very thankful if you would join in praying for me as I serve the Lord in other countries. I first worshipped here at Trinity Lutheran in Norman, Oklahoma in the summer of 1987 when I was a student at the Summer Institute of Linguistics. And since then I've been serving both in Africa and Asia, supporting the work of Bible translation. My main role at this time is to train others to facilitate discussions so that local congregations in Asia, Africa, and around the world can be maximally involved in the Bible translation work. I have a display table out in the narthex, so after the service, if you'd like to stop by and learn more, please feel free to do that. I would ask that you would pray the full prayer points for me on a regular basis, and that you would put this somewhere where it would remind you to pray for me and for others involved in translation. Thank you very much.
We recorded Sue's presentation to us today. We'll put it on our webpage as we show our support for this ongoing work of translating the Bible into the many languages of this world, much like the Reformation principle of Scripture alone in our own language. If the lampies could come forward to receive this members at this time. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, said to his apostles, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. Lift up your hearts, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day in the presence of God and this congregation acknowledge the gift that God gave you in your baptism? Answer, yes. Do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? Answer, yes. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit? Answer, yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God, the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church drawn from them, confessed in the small catechism to be faithful and true? Answer, I do. Do you intend to hear the word of God, receive the Lord's Supper faithfully, live according to the word of God in faith, word, and deed, and continue steadfast in this confession and church, and suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from the Christian faith? Then answer, I do by the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
Do you desire to become a member of this congregation? Support the work our gracious Lord has given us with your prayers and the gifts that God has given you? Answer, I will with the help of God.
I will.
Upon this, your confession of faith, acknowledge publicly that you are members of the Evangelical Lutheran Church and this congregation. Receive the Lord's Supper, participate with us in all the blessings of salvation that the Lord has given to his church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, peace be with you. Amen. On this joyous Reformation Sunday, let us sing "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," hymn 656, and stand and face a cross as it enters the sanctuary.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw on you with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called, ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We chant the introit from the insert.
I will speak of your testimonies before kings, O Lord, and shall not be put to shame.
I will bless the Lord.
And on earth peace, goodwill
and gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies and grant to your church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
First reading for Reformation Day is from Revelation chapter 14. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now, the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins. It was to show His righteousness at the present time, so that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Alleluia verse.
According to St. John, the 8th chapter. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in Him, "If you abide in My word, you are truly My disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered Him, "We are offspring of Abraham, and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
Give up the date 578. You may be seated.
The Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. from the Epistle Lesson for Reformation from Romans chapter 3. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift to the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. And Jesus says to us, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. On this Reformation Celebration Day, we celebrate today, although Reformation is actually October 31st, we celebrate today the three solas of the Reformation, pictured in the banner. Grace alone, faith alone, Scripture alone. These truths and summaries of what the Bible teaches are needed just as much today as they were in the days of Martin Luther. In the midst of false prophets and cults and prosperity preachers and all manner of confusion concerning the Word of God, we need to hold forth what Holy Scripture teaches. We are justified by grace alone through faith in Christ alone. As revealed in Scripture alone, we have salvation as a gift. And we simply, like beggars, receive it with the hands of faith. With his October 31st posting of the 95 Theses on the Castle Church door in Wittenberg, Germany in 1517, and in 2 years it will be a really big deal in Germany in 2017 as people celebrate the 500th year of the Reformation, Martin Luther began a movement he could never imagine would lead to a split from the church. He never intended it. But Luther wrote that the entire Christian life is one of repentance, every single day, drowning the old Adam and the new man coming forth. Papal indulgences could not purchase someone from a supposed purgatory. He questioned the authority of the Pope and said that only Scripture alone determines doctrine and teaching and truth. And in every single statue you see of Martin Luther, he's holding a Bible in front of him, either towards him or pointed towards you, saying Scripture alone defines what we believe. He directs us back to the written Old and New Testament. And from that we learn God's truth, "Thus saith the Lord." And in that Scriptures, it of course does not teach work righteousness, which Rome taught through an oppressive system of indulgences and penance and masses. Instead, salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in the once for all completed sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. And this is taught in the book of Romans, especially in the book of Galatians. And some people say Luther discovered the truth, but it's more accurate to say that the truth discovered Luther and continues to discover us. Later on, as pictured in the cover in your on your bulletin, as you would stand before the emperor and say, "Here I stand, I can do no other," we continue to stand on the Word of God and proclaim these Reformation truths of grace alone, faith alone, and Scripture alone. As we look in God's Word, we see law, we see gospel, and we see how it transforms our lives. We see, first of all, law in the lessons for Reformation Sunday, that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Jesus, when he was speaking to the Jews, said that he would set them free, and they said, "What? We are offspring of Abraham." They were proud of that. "We've never been enslaved to anyone," they said, although they had. "How is it that you say we will be free?" And Jesus gets at the root of the matter. "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin, and the slave does not remain in the house forever." Because of the original sin in which we are conceived in our mother's womb, we are slaves to sin without Christ. In thought, word, and deed, we will always default to sin.
Also, Paul says there's no distinction, for all have sinned. You've met a lot of good people in your life, you've met a lot of bad people, and you've met some people you didn't really care for all that much, but every one of them, like you, was a sinner. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. And so the law speaks to those who are under the law. In other words, the Ten Commandments are here, and we are underneath the Ten Commandments, and every mouth is stopped. The whole world is held accountable to God by the works of the law. No one will be justified in His sight. And in fact, through the law, like a mirror, comes the knowledge of our sin. There is no boasting at all. If you've ever run a race in a track meet, you know that it's not enough to go halfway around the track and then fall down and never make it to the finish line. Well, all the human race is going around this track, and every one of us is falling and collapsing. We never make it to the finish line. We fall short of the glory of God. All of us, every one of us, man, woman, and child, stand condemned by the law. We have broken the law in all parts, constantly. And that is the role of the law, to show us our sin. But the gospel is everywhere in these texts today. We are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. And there's so many pictures here, I'll just describe them as quickly as I can. The gospel imagery here. That though we have fallen short of the glory of God, the righteousness of God has now been manifested apart from the law or the Ten Commandments. The law and the prophets, that is the Old Testament, bear witness to Jesus. But here's where we find our righteousness. A righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ. Meaning this, your righteousness is something outside of you found in Christ. And it's given to you by faith in Christ. His righteousness becomes your righteousness through faith. For all who believe, which means you receive it like a beggar with the simple hands of faith, and you are justified by grace as a gift. The word justified means being declared righteous in the courtroom of God, because Jesus, your defense attorney, said, "I will take their place. The wrath they deserved, place it upon me." And God declares you innocent, justified before Him, because of Christ Jesus' death in your place. And then Paul says, you're justified and you also have redemption in Christ Jesus. Redemption means to be bought back by His blood. We were slaves on the auction block, and God says through His Son Jesus, "I will purchase you, not with gold or silver, but with my holy precious blood." That's what it means to be redeemed, to be bought back. Whom God put forth as a propitiation by His blood. Propitiation was what the priest did when he went into the Holy of Holies, and he had a censer filled with water and blood, and he sprinkled it over the mercy seat, which was the covering of the Ark of the Covenant. And it was the Lamb's blood. And when it was sprinkled over the mercy seat, God saw the blood and offered propitiation, which means the washing away of our sin, because of the sprinkled blood of the Lamb. And God's righteousness and divine forbearance was that He passed over our former sins at the present time. At the Passover, the Jews took the Lamb's blood, put it over the doorpost and lintel of their doors. When the angel of death passed over, He passed over their homes. They were kept safe because of the blood of the Lamb. Jesus is the true Passover Lamb. His blood was spilt upon the cross. And there God sees the blood and passes over your sins. And He is the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. He says, "Those who believe in Me, I declare righteous and just." And if God declares you righteous, if God declares you forgiven, you are. And the law of faith means you believe God's promise that at the hour of judgment, you by faith will be justified before God the Father. You will stand there in the white robes of Christ's righteousness, and there you will see with your eyes that you have literally been saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. This is what a Christian is. Someone who is baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and who has a robe of Christ covering them. So we are truly saints in God's eyes through faith in Christ Jesus. But of course, none of this will do you any good unless you personally believe it. It's wonderful that your grandparents believed it. It's wonderful that your parents believed it. But now you are called to believe this. You and your children, believe the promises of God. The blood of Jesus Christ takes away your sin. Having understood this, then, our lives are transformed. We live the sanctified life. We hold to Jesus' teaching. We know the truth. The truth sets us free. Jesus says, "All who believe in me, who abide in my word, are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Did you know what Jesus teaches? Exactly the opposite of the world. The world tells you, do whatever you want, and maybe somehow you'll discover truth. Jesus says the opposite. I reveal truth to you, and then you are set free. And if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. He sets you free from sin and death and hell, and gives you righteousness, life, and heaven. And rejoice that this eternal gospel, as John said in Revelation, is proclaimed to all those who dwell on the earth, of every nation, tribe, language, and people. This is why we support the work of Bible translating, so that the language of the gospel is proclaimed to all the world, so all people can fear God, give him glory, worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the springs of water. So, in your daily vocation and calling, like St. John, like St. Paul, like Martin Luther, like the true Christian church of all the ages, as we continue to proclaim the law and the gospel, to administer the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion, and announce absolution, we pray for one another, we love one another, we dedicate our lives to the mission work of God in his harvest field. If ever there's a time for us to hold forth those same principles today of grace alone, faith alone, and scripture alone, it is today. May we be faithful in our generation to the teaching of the law and the gospel and the sanctified life in Christ, that we have been justified by grace through faith in Christ Jesus, whom we will see with our eyes when he comes in glory. May we be ever faithful to the holy word of God, grace and faith and scripture alone. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. We stand and chant the offertory on page 192. That in the basket in the narthex as you leave. We now collect the offerings. You may be seated.
Lutheran Church we stand.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, who to know is everlasting life, grant us perfectly to know Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. And that following his steps, we may steadfastly walk in the way that leads to eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray, O Lord, that you, as the great physician of soul and body, would deal compassionately with these your servants, John Olt, Ron Vital, Ruth Turcott, and Julie Rose, Tom Harmon, Gerald Post, Diane Eichen, and Mike Gobble, Dennis Meadrick, Audrey Lohman, Cliff Moser, and Dorothy Maltz, Delois Danbeck, Holly Pickard, John Campbell, and Jill Webb, Dwayne Brasowski, Carla Rankin, and Steve B. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You and the family of Nancy James, as they bereave her loss, now that you've received her to yourself in heaven, be with all the families in Stillwater who lost loved ones in the tragedy this weekend, and surround those who survived with your mercy and strength that's found in Christ Jesus alone. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the victims of the flooding in Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana. We thank you, O Lord, that you give us our daily bread, and we ask that you surround those with mercy who are in the midst of disaster and tragedy. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We thank you for the work of our church and school and campus ministry. We thank you for Doug Jupe, Steve Mills, Ellen Jarbo, Eric Burley, and Matt Niendorf, those who serve overseas defending our freedoms. May your holy angels watch over them and their families. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that in holy baptism you clothe us in Christ's righteousness as we walk through the dangers of this life by faith in your name. Be with those who celebrate their life in Christ this week, Bob Lee, Henry Woods, Donna Riesland, and Todd Kennard, Seth Lemke, Tara Niendorf, and Drew Laffin, Jason Trissel, Diana Newman, Grace Sellers, Asher Brown, and Jen Woods. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Be with all those who are married in our congregation, especially blessed Nolan and Heather Johnson. Pour your blessings upon all married couples in our congregation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the mission work of the church. Bless Sue Hasselbrain as she works with Wycliffe Bible Translators, translating the Bible into many languages in this world. Bless also both our seminaries, Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, that they would properly prepare pastors and deaconesses to serve God and his church. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Page 194. The Lord be with you. To the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. For you have mightily governed and protected your holy church, in which the blessed apostles and evangelists proclaimed your divine and saving gospel. Therefore, with patriarchs and prophets, apostles and evangelists, and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Save us. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. On the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Jesus Christ, shed for you.
true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in the true faith to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Amen. stage 199 we stand.
Closing.